open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Well, when we went through divorce, Eli was he was a gentle giant, 6'3".
Wow.
And he just had this soft heart. And this is a hard world that we live in, right? And it was very confusing for him. It kind of shook him to his core.
The divorce.
Yes. And he also was struggling with depression. And, you know, we took him to get help. And this is a very confusing world that our kids are growing up in.
Yeah.
And he got to a place where he began defining his identity. And instead of appreciating and learning to love who God created him to be. And, you know, I'm not going to get into all of the details of it. It's still very fresh. And yet, I guess what helps this mama's heart every hour that I'm awake is knowing that Eli is being perfectly loved every moment in eternity. He is surrounded in community, and he is getting his brilliant quantum physics questions answered by the creator of the universe. And I mean, it's sad that he is not with us, but I also know that he's not suffering. Depression is a very dark place, and you know, I've experienced that, not to the same extent that Eli did. And yet the day that he took his life, I remember the last words that I said to him. Like, I was trying to get him to go with me to my sister's new house. And I was like, Eli, you know, you've been in the house a couple of days. It's time to get out. And, you know, we can do something up in Melbourne. And he was like, no, I don't want to go. And I had that moment where it's like, okay, do you push your kid or, you know, do you give him space? And I said, Eli, I want to be with you. I want us to do stuff together. I love you. And, you know, I was frustrated, you know, because, you know, he didn't want to go. And I wanted to help him. And yet, you know, he didn't. And so a couple hours later, I came back home and I found him. And you never know what really sets, you know, someone to spiral and feel hopeless, that taking your life seems easier than living.
Yeah, the scripture says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. I never really experienced depression until being an older adult, but I had a friend who had depression, and I said, is it like swimming in chocolate pudding? He goes, yeah. When you're in it, if you've ever been there, you can understand where for some reason you think it's always going to be this bad. It's like if you've ever been through a financial struggle, I can remember going through it. I don't know what it is to the human. You think, this is it. This is it. I'm stuck here forever. You can't see the hope. And in a way, you were talking about being intentional. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Eli. And this is all, you know, just conjecture on Rhett Palmer's part, but it's almost like he was intentional on, because I've been there too, of embracing whatever it was he was going through instead of saying, because you're I can see where you have a buoyancy. You tend to smile a lot. You've been very decisive And this will be a great, I think you're going to help change a lot of lives when your book comes out about being intentional, because you're here today. You are resolute. You are resolved. Jesus said, if you begin to plow for the kingdom of God and continue to look back, you're rendered of no service. Now, I might sound like an expert here. My father was killed the day before my fifth birthday. My mother was an alcoholic till I was 15. I have a whole lot of issues. So I may talk this, folks. I in no way want you to think that Rhett Palmer is some sort of a great achiever here. If not for the grace of God and the intervention of Jesus Christ, I don't know if I would still be alive.
Yeah.
Like your husband, I fell into a pit too late in life. I never had a drink, really drank till I was 50. And it was a short but glorious run, and it changed my life. And I had it, you're right about the intentional, because in the 12-step program I'm in, it says that half measures availeth little or nothing. And it's true in life. If you want to be a successful author, you can't like waddle in it. You can't halfway get an engineering degree. You can't halfway have a marriage. You can't halfway be committed to Jesus. And I think this is why your book is very appropriate in this age. And I can see, I don't know you well at all. I knew you when you were younger, but what you've learned here and becoming a woman of God, and may I say a great woman of God, this thing about intention, if you can give this as a gift, I think you could help change a lot of lives, Jenny.
Well, I hope so, but at the same time, I love that story of the starfish that all washed up ashore on the beach, and someone goes by and says, why are you even going to try to throw all of them in there? And the person says, well, I helped that one. And, you know, it's about having a significant impact in individuals' lives, and how, you know, it, you know, maybe it's teaching, you know, this life planning, you know, maybe it is walking with individuals in their suffering.
Because
like that's the scariest part about depression, is feeling so alone.
Isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're on that. You're on that iceberg, my father. So I remember when I went through a heartbreak when I was younger, and I felt, oh, I'm the only one that's ever been here. Oh, I don't want to live. This is terrible. And then somebody says, oh, did you wake up shaking? Did you have that feeling in your stomach or whatever it was? I remember the time, icy cold. Yes. You mean someone else has been here? And there's, oh, the connection. I'm no longer isolated. Someone else has been here. You're not so dang unique, you know?
Yeah. And I have a incredible support system of beautiful warrior women who have held my arms up in these battles. And what I am learning is not everyone has that. And so if I can just be there with individuals in whatever they're struggling with, holding up their arms, I mean, we all have to do the work ourselves, but it's great to have a cheerleader in your corner. It's great to have somebody that is willing to put war paint on and go to battle with you.
But you also were intentional. You get the credit here because you made a decision.
And you know, like I still struggle, and yet I'd say one thing going for me is grit. It's one of my values.
Grit.
You know,
that's a good title for one of your chapters.
Yeah.
Having grit.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I love pearls. And it's out of grit, you know.
Yes.
That they are birthed, you know, within the oyster shells or the clam shells. And, you know, I'm just reminded, you know, it takes grit to make the sea glass also. And it is the grit in our lives that just have a way of shaping us. And, you know, grit has served me well and, you know, gotten me through, you know, a lot of the storms. And, you know, it's also, you know, what kind of helps drive me to always want to be overcoming and, you know, thriving instead of, you know, like, I mean, it's tough. You know, when you're treading water and the waves just keep coming and you just pop up to get a good breath before the next wave comes, it is tough. And so, you know, like I said,
well, this brings us back to your story of the sea glass now, because you had it in your home and you were about to say, oh, forget it, I'm just going to throw this out. Mm-hmm. You ended up keeping it. And it seems like God had, it was intentional in having this whole thing go down. Well, tell us more about what happened ultimately with that bowl.
Well, I, as far as it becoming sea glass, I ended up getting a cement mixer, which like turned for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And by that, like, I was able to smooth those pieces out. I can't say that I just like threw it into the ocean, but it does make beautiful sea glass. But I'm walking distance to the beach, and there's very few times that I walk the beach that I have not found sea glass. And it's always just a beautiful reminder of, you know, kind of the beauty out of ashes.
Well, there's also the light that comes dimly through the sea glass. And was it Paul that wrote that we see through the glass dimly now? You know, we don't know what goes on in that other dimension, yeah, that side where Jesus and the saints and the angels live, you know?
Yes. Something else that I learned about, you know, if in pottery, they there are, you know, master potters, and they take broken shards of old pots and add it to new pots to make them stronger. Love that, because, you know, it's, you know, part of our brokenness that does make us stronger. Not that I want to hear one more time, you know, what's the quote about, if it doesn't break you, it'll make you stronger.
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, you know, right. I remember that Buddy Tipton years ago, a friend of mine, he taught me, he'd been a welder, and he said, if you have a metal pipe and it has a crack in it, once you take, now that's its weakest point, but when you put the fire to it and you weld that pipe at that spot, later on, it will break everywhere else but there, because Where it once was weakest, it becomes strong. And this, you know, also I have to say that the scriptures plainly say that for every tree that beareth fruit.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Paul Hugebart, the lead pastor for the Southside Christian Church in Fort Pierce. I want to extend to you a personal invitation to come grow with us. We're a small church looking to make a big impact in our community. We believe in the power of every follower of Jesus. The Bible calls those disciples, empowered to take Jesus' disciple-making mission into all of the spaces and places they live, work, and play. If you want to be a part of a church community learning to make the Great Commission every day's mission, we would love to partner with you. Find out more at southsideonline.com. One more time, that's southsideonline.com.
Raise, Lord, throughout the endless age. Jesus, you're throned upon the praises. find or contain. With humble fame, he rules the earth and heavens. His glory knows no measure or refrain. In his bursting past the border lines of space.
This is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
love of my life, look deep in my eyes. There you will find what you need. And give me your life, the lust and the lies, the past you're afraid I might see. You've been running away from me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Thank you.
Oh, the God who died came back to life, and everything is changed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, fear, where is your power? For the mighty King of Kings has disarmed you. Sweet embrace, I'll see your scars, your open arms, and the beauty of your face. Through tears of joy, I'll lift my voice in everlasting praise. Hallelujah! Oh, Christ is risen from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, fear, where your power, for the mighty King of Kings has disarmed you.
NR Salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Jesus, your presence has been so sweet today. That's really why we gather here every week. There has been a fresh oasis of the river of God by your grace that has been poured out. Not one of us wants to stay where we're at, though, Lord. We want so much more. We want life-transforming glory. We're holding on to you, Lord, for the new thing. sing it over the body of Christ.
Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. Trust in Jesus, His glory.
Is the Lord all I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come and let your will be done here on the earth, just like it. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief, God. Jesus, I believe.
You were angry with me, but not anymore. how you comfort me. I will praise you, oh Lord. I will praise you, oh Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in Him and not be afraid. Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy I will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. And in that wonderful day I will sing, thank the Lord, I praise His name. Thank the Lord, I praise His name. Thank the Lord,
our burdens down,
our burdens
lay
down.
Our Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Salvation and hope for all men.